All right, here we go. Episode 2, the Not Famous Podcast. What's up, everybody? I'm Jared Cardenas. We've got a pretty good show today with some things to do for those of us that are in quarantine or isolation, or really simply choose to self-isolate ourselves and not go out in public, which is smart if you feel like that's the correct thing to do. A lot of news. President spoke yesterday, but we're not going to take any sides here. This isn't a political show. And to be honest with you, politics don't really, they are somewhat important, but it's not something that that I like to talk about. You know, politics and religion and women, wars have happened because of that. Anyways, all right. So let's talk about what to do when you're in self-isolation. Now, if you are in a state, by the way, hold on. I did get a chance to see some of the results from yesterday's podcast. It was pretty cool to see that a lot of people are listening to in Cambodia. That was really cool. And the only reason I think is because I recently was in Cambodia. I shot a show up there and I was with a really, really cool production crew. And I made friends with a lot of those people up there. And some of them started following me on Facebook. And so I pushed it on Facebook. And that's the reason why people in Cambodia listened to the show. So hello, everybody from Cambodia. All my friends. Hola. Hello. Also, some friends from Mexico were tuning in. I saw that people in Mexico were listening to the show. Saludos para todos en México que escucharon el programa ayer. This program is in English. I will be hopefully going into a Spanish podcast here as soon as I find more time. And I will release that podcast in Spanish, I promise. Para los de México, voy a soltar este programa en español muy pronto en cuanto tenga un poquito más tiempo. Okay, so now let's go to talk about some of the topics. So big shout out to JT. Yesterday he reached out. He followed the show. He's listening to the podcast. Thank you, sir, for giving me some ideas of some of the things to do when you're in isolation. In a little bit, my family and I are going to go outside and we're actually going to start planting a garden. Not a garden like flowers, but a garden with vegetables, a vegetable garden. We're going to put up some stakes, throw in some soil, some water lines. I might just end up watering it myself because somehow as I've gotten older, and it's not because I'm Mexican, I've gotten older, I've gotten a chance to appreciate yard work a lot more. I know. Many jokes can come through that. And I'm expecting them to come through, particularly from Jorge Ruiz, who's a comedian that's following the show. Big shout out to him. He's probably going to tell me some good Mexican jokes about yard work, which I know many of them, just so you know. All right, so we're going to plant this garden. We're going to throw some soil, make some space, build a little fence, and get a chance to grow some vegetables. A little bit of research that you can do online, which you're at home, you've got the time. Seasonally, there's certain vegetables that can grow. For example, in the winter, lettuce is growing the best. In states like Arizona and California, which is where I grew up most of my time, sometimes in Mexico as well, the cold season brings out the best lettuce, and you can do that. And in the summer, watermelon is amazing. I used to pick watermelon when I was a kid. Pick squash. Squash is also amazing in the summer because they want that heat, that sun. But there's a lot of things that you can do during certain season. Corn grows best here in Arizona, where I'm at. Right around August, you start growing it, August, September, October, and by Halloween, you've got huge stalks of corn that you can actually make a maze. Now, if you've got the space to do it at your house, go for it. We're not. We're just going to grow a few stalks of corn and hopefully get to enjoy it. The benefits of that, well, it's handled by you. There is no fertilizers. There is no chemicals because you actually grow it in your backyard and you're supervising most of the time. I did a show from my sous vide show from a farm that was an aeroponic farm, which the towers, you can actually grow food in towers. And you add minerals to the water, and all the water goes into these vegetables, these fruits that you can grow on these towers. And they literally are alive until the minute you pull them off to cook them, eat them, cut them. And so you get a chance to just intake all those minerals from a pretty much live plant until the minute you pull it out of that tower. It's really cool, everything you learn from farming, especially when you're into farming. And like I said, lately, I've been a slave to my backyard. I've been keeping it clean, picking up all the dog poop, make sure that there's nitrogen on my grass, all that good stuff, so it grows nice and green. And it's just to brag to my friends. That's it. The only reason why I'm sitting there doing all this yard work is to brag to my friends to tell them, yeah, my yard is nice and clean. A couple of movies that are going to be coming out. Obviously, if you've got on demand, if you've got applications like Amazon, you've got Netflix got some pretty good films coming out too. But if you've got on demand, if you got cable like we do here in Arizona, we have Cox Cable. I have Cox Cable. One of the movies that's coming out here, 6 days from now, is Bad Boys 3, Bad Boys for Life. That's a pretty good movie. Now, you'll be able to rent it and watch it, like if you're in the movies, for $20, or you can actually wait until April 14th and actually rent it for $5.99 like any other movie that you would rent that's out on release, no, on DVD or VCR, VHS. Well, I'm going way back. Those are some of the cool things. We've got technology. So, you know, that the technology allows us to watch these movies. The Invisible Man is out also. You can also watch that. That went straight from theaters into movie. Onward, the Disney movie, should be out here soon. Actually, it's out on demand now. You can rent it. And Disney Plus, those are all the streaming services available that you can watch movies. And I know it gets old because you're sitting on your couch and not doing anything. I've always invited people to learn by watching YouTube. There's so many things that you can learn by watching YouTube. And then there's Vimeo too. There's another service there. And there's a few of them out there to keep you busy, entertained, and so you can learn. I've kind of wanted to make these mini homes. There's a guy on YouTube that makes these mini houses, and they're amazing. You know, he's an architect, obviously, but you can give it a shot. Everybody loves to build. I mean, particularly it's in human nature that likes to build things. Certain people like to build things, obviously. I would love to build a house, and then maybe in the future, if everything works out and I make some real money, I'd like to get the house built the right way, not by me, obviously. What else? There's so many things. I don't want to go on and on and on. We've already had 6 minutes here. The technology, you know, the iPad Pro was just released not too long ago. I am an Apple guy. I have Apple iPhones. The computer that I'm recording into right now for my system, it's on Apple. It's a big desktop. I've got a MacBook Pro. I had a few iPads. I'm a Mac guy. Why? Because it's easier for me to edit and record, and I know how to use a system. I'm not saying that there's systems out there that you can actually use. There's tablets, because the battle between, you know, Android and Apple is always going to happen because there's people that prefer Apple, there's people that prefer Android. I'll tell you right now, recently my wife lost her phone, and it was like $250 to get the phone back. So we chose to not get the phone, and I asked one of my friends on social media if they had an extra phone. My friend Nicole, she said, "Hey, I've got an Android, and it was a Galaxy S7. And I was amazed. Obviously, I didn't know how to use it. I had to relearn how to use it. But now that I've got my iPhone back, because my wife gave me back my phone and she took her replacement, I missed Android. I mean, don't get me wrong. I miss my iPhone. I know how to use it. But I missed Android. And there are benefits to that Android phone that the iPhone didn't have. So I got to give credit to both services. They're both amazing. They do what they're supposed to do. And it's first world problems as to what you pick and what you like and what you don't like. At this this time right now, you guys got to be grateful. I just got to be grateful that I have a phone and I get a chance to still talk on the phone with people and FaceTime and blah, blah, blah. The other thing is, you know, there's opportunities for you to learn how to cook. Like I said, I've got a cooking show, but my entire life, I've always wanted to be a chef. That was one of the things. When I got to Phoenix, you know, this 18-year-old Mexican dude gets to Phoenix and says, "Hey, I want to go become a chef." And they tell me, "Hey, it's going to be so much money for you to go to school." I chose another option. And the other option was, you know, jumping into radio and see where that led me. And obviously that led me to television. And then that led me to interviewing chefs and learning and made friends with chefs. But cooking is amazing. And I'll tell you what the most amazing part of cooking is the fact that you can mix anything you want and still make it taste good. There's certain things that you don't want to mix. Like, people don't like spicy food. People don't like, you know, full of seasoning food. People don't like flavorful food. Some people like certain type of things. You make your own creations and you start mixing your own spices and your own, you know, sauces, and you start creating and learning how to make certain things. And it's when you serve it. Like, for example, when I make a dish and I serve it to my wife and I see the face she makes. It's not vomiting. Thank goodness. It's a wow, this is amazing. You know, that kind of face. She even, her voice obviously goes down a few octaves, like, "Wow, this is incredible." Then I know I did something good. And that's a satisfaction. Satisfaction of people enjoying your food, your family enjoying your food. And it's a surprise. You know, hey, how long were you in isolation? Ah, it was about 4 weeks. What'd you do? I became a chef. I learned how to cook. And that's the biggest surprise to people. Like, wow, you know how to cook? Yeah. And you share it with people. You share your recipes. And the recipes get created. And people get a chance to taste different food. Indian food. Khmer. When I was in Cambodia, the food there was amazing. The papaya that I tasted, it was incredible. The seasonings that they put onto the fruit was great. I had a salad in one of the restaurants. It was a little fancier restaurant. It was a quote-unquote an American restaurant. But the salad that they had there was incredible. It was a mango salad. I was like, wow, this is amazing, amazing food. And that's one of the things that I love. You know, growing up here in the United States and visiting other countries, when I went to Puerto Rico, I got a chance to try this dish called mofongo. And it's basically, I mean, I don't know how to describe it. It's like shrimp in a tortilla cake. That's the best way I can describe it. But when I'm sitting there eating it, the host that we had there in Puerto Rico, Robert, you know, he said it with a great accent, which I always love how he would say, "Oye, papo, lo que pasa que tienes que comerte la comida de esta manera." He said, "You got to add this to that mofongo." And I was like, wow, that makes it even better. So learning how to cook, that's one of the great, great things that you can do. And it's amazing just how many recipes and how many instructional videos you get to see. If you want to learn how to make them, hey, here's a plug, selfish plug. Go to YouTube and search Cocinemos con Sazón. And if you follow any of the social media accounts that I have, you'll be seeing the link somewhere. But there's a way you learn how to make flan. I saw on the news station today, learn how to make flan. After learning how to make flan, I'm actually going to give flan a try. I never liked the way it tasted or the consistency, but now that I know how to make it, I'm going to try it and like it. Tres leches cake, that's a delicious pastry, Mexican pastry. Well, I don't know if it's Mexican, but I know in Mexico I got to taste it a lot. I never really liked it until I learned how to make it, and I was like, wow, it's delicious now that I know what's in it, you know, because many people won't try sushi when they know what's in it, and other people will try it without wanting to know what's in it. It goes both ways. All right, guys. So we're going to, that's a couple of the things, the iPad Pro, you know, another thing I want to talk about as far as technology, the iPhone 9 is coming out. And, I thought it was, you know, the iPhone 9 was, you know, the forgotten child. Like, I would make jokes all about it. Hey, I love you so much. I love you more than the iPhone 9. Well, the iPhone 9 doesn't exist. Well, now it's coming back. So it's taking its sweet time. Look, it's coming back. iPhone also is going to 5G. So if you were thinking about upgrading anytime now, you might as well wait. You know, 5G is coming up, and iPhone isn't 5G compatible right now until come November when the new release comes out, September, whenever they release a new phone, then they'll be able to be 5G compatible. And if you're a traveler, hopefully this comes back to going to travel around the world. I think the new iPhones are good because you've got two SD cards, one for your America SIM card and one for the international SIM card, which is great. And by the way, I'm doing this podcast through this program called Anchor. And you want to get more details on Anchor? Well, check this out. All right, so I've got a couple more minutes before we wrap this up. It's going to be a 15-minute podcast. I've got about a minute here left. Hey, big shout-out to everybody that sent me messages and subscribed to this podcast. Thank you so much. For those of you asking if it's going to be on Apple format, should real soon. It takes a little bit longer to get on that format. Big shout-out to Cedar. Thank you for your tips on eliminating the music in the background. Big shout-out to JT. Thank you, sir, for sending me all the information and what you wanted me to talk about. As we get more content, as I get more familiar with the program, obviously this show will go longer, and I do plan to have guests. For everybody that subscribed and asking about guests, yes, I will plan on having guests. I'm going to go get another microphone. I've got a mixing board here, and if this thing really takes off and gets more serious, we will have more guests. And I don't know, maybe we'll turn it into a show. As far as I know right now, it's a podcast. I'm bored. And I'm trying to stay positive as much as I can. Hey, here's a little thing that I found. If you're having trouble forcing yourself to stay home, shave off your eyebrows. That might help you. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Hope you guys have a great day. Make sure you do something positive. Stay positive. Stay safe. All right, guys, so let me tell you a little something here. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. One, it's free. You can do it anywhere, like in the comfort of your own home. And see what I did there? Everybody's kind of doing that lately. Anyways, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. It's pretty cool. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. It's pretty cool. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. That's right. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Simple. Bada bing, bada boom. Tenga. Download the free Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started.